start our next meeting, you can give us some feedback about
recording in progress.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Lloyd with AGP Video. We are recording and broadcasting. Madam Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Good morning, everyone. This is September 30th. I had to stop and think for a moment. This is a special meeting of the Cambria Community Services District. And this call to order will then request the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Lasana, may we have the flag? Thank you. Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And we have establishment of the quorum with all five directors here. The next item on the agenda would be public comment, but is on agenda items. So what I will do then is just go ahead and move to the regular business item, at which time we will take public comment during that. But I would like to have the general manager please introduce the business item for us first.
Thank you, President Steidel. Agenda item 3A is discussion and consideration of amendment to contract with Hartzell General Engineering Contractor, Inc. for the Zone 2 to Zone 7 Santa Rosa Bridge waterline and adoption of Resolution 38-2021, amending the fiscal year 2021-2022 budget. Staff recommends that the board approve an amendment to the contract. Authorize the general manager to execute the amendment subject to the review and approval of district council in an amount not to exceed $30,618.88 and adopt the resolution amending the budget. So the brief background here is that two things happened for this contract. One is there were some design changes once the designer and the contractor got together at the site. And the second issue is that due to supply chain issues resulting from COVID, the pipe that was specified in the original contract is got significant delays such that we wouldn't be able to execute by the October 15 deadline. So the contractor is recommending that we move to the next higher level quality pipe. So it's a little overage, but we get the job done on time. And that's important because we can only do this during the dry season. And so we have a permit that expires October 15. So we want to push to do that. The other issue that is before you today is because the amount is over my spending authority, requires board approval. And while we're doing this, we were just $5,245 over what we had reserved for the budget for this item. And so because of that, we're requesting a budget change, or excuse me,
budget adjustment.
And that's the reason for the resolution. So pending your questions, I also have Ray D'Enzo standing by for technical questions and Pam Duffield for any finance questions you may have.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Weigold. What we'll do then after that introduction is please move to public comment. Asana, do we have those wishing to make public comment?
Yes, I have Tina Dickerson. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Asana. Oh, it's good to see the general manager Weigold back from his other job at Yale that was never disclosed to the public. Why was this not brought up at the Finance Committee on just a couple of days ago? I recall when Stillwater Sciences needed a budget adjustment from you folks. It had to go through R&I, it had to go to the Finance Committee, it had to come to the board. What's the difference? between what happened there and what's happening here today. I don't understand why this particular project is being now rushed through. This has been going on for years. Does this have something to do with the restroom and a pipe that has to be put in for the restroom at the East Ranch, the dog park? Is that why we're doing this now? I mean, somebody please explain why this is happening now. It is very concerning that we have to keep having special meetings after finance just met on Tuesday. This should have been on their agenda and not a word. And now we have another special meeting to address this. This is not good management. This is not good leadership. And this town expects far more than what we're getting. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dickinson. Is there anyone else wishing to make public comment? And you have a written comment, Osana?
Yes, I do. From Cheryl McDowell, I would like to know why this topic of today's meeting was not brought up to Finance Committee this week. The expense of these special meetings needs to be addressed. Thank you, Cheryl McDowell.
Any other written comment? No.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Then I'll bring it back to the board. Are there any questions that board members have regarding this agenda item, either for the GM or from staff from utilities? Let's see. Director Gray, you were first.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, President Stidell. Yeah, because there is a little bit of concern expressed about the timing of this, maybe I would think this would probably be the general manager to whom this question is addressed, but explain the urgency and also explain the consequences for not making the October 15th deadline, because this came up in a really tight time frame, as I understand, but maybe that should be explained a little more clearly.
Okay. Let me take the other questions that we have on the chance that those need to be addressed by the general manager also, so those can be taken at one time, if that's okay for you, Director Gray.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Director Farmer.
Thank you, President Stidell. Yes, just a couple of items. And I was also going to ask the same question that Director Gray has, but I recall when the pipeline problem occurred back in spring of 2017. And at that time, Bob Gresson stated that this needed to be addressed with some urgency, and the cost would be about $120,000. So I'm curious as to what the permitting, it says here at the last paragraph, due to permitting constraints, project implementation was delayed for several years. So I'd like a little bit more detail on to why that was. And also, you know, I'm noticing that the letter that we got from Hartzell with regard to addressing this issue, where they say, and they say down here, as pipe and fitting deliveries are unknown, time is of the essence for reviewing the information provided so that final material can be ordered. And this was dated September 6th. So I'm just their letter to us. So I'm assuming we got it 2 or 3 days later. So I'm wondering why we didn't address this item sooner, since we got this letter from them, you know, time is of the essence, like 3 weeks ago. So why is it that we're doing this now and not perhaps at our first or second regular board meeting? Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Director Dean.
Okay. The October 15th deadline, am I correct in assuming that deadline from Fish and Wildlife had to do with any work that we might be thinking about doing within the creek bed, and that this change order is so that we do not have to get into the creek bed at all, and that's the difference in the cost of this. So if that is the case, is the October 15th deadline still apply to this project, or only if we were to work in the creek? Also, just a curiosity question. what is a ductile iron spool? That's listed in the change of following of the activities. I have no clue what that is. The rest of it I understand. And I realize that we have had some permitting issues in the past due to Fish and Wildlife not wanting us to get involved with any work in the creek when it is not dry season. So I'm assuming that was is the case. Anyway, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Weigel, can you please address some of the issues? The timing and the delay over time and the response quickly to Hartzell, and what does the October 15th deadline really represent, I guess, are the major categories.
Sure. Well, I'll probably have Ray answer a couple of these questions because it goes in a little deeper into the work with the contractor. But the 15 October deadline is all about doing the work during the dry season. It was expected when we did this contract earlier in the year or applied for the permit that that's the traditional date for the dry season.
All right, Madam Chair, we are recording and broadcasting. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Well, I apologize for the interruption that anyone may have experienced during this process. It turns out there was a rather widespread loss of internet access. And so what we're doing is continuing the balance of the meeting by phone. So we have a quorum of the directors available here, although Director Howell has yet to have been able to join us, but we're going to go ahead and go forward with the actions that we need to take care of today. So we were in the process of discussion, and I guess I will ask one more time if there is any specific question that a director has that we haven't addressed yet since we've had kind of a stutter step in terms of time. So verbally, is there anyone else with an additional question?
I do, for clarification, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the October 15th deadline, and I see that this pipeline is going to be attached to the railing of the bridge. So does that October 15th deadline apply to that part or only to the part of the work that involves us getting into the creek bed?
General Manager Weigel, could you respond to that, please? Or Ray, whatever the appropriate source is.
I could respond to that. So no, this particular project, we are staying out of the creek bed, the creek bottom, I should say. So all of the work is going to be done above the bridge. And there still needed to be a stream bed alteration permit because we will be needing to trim some trees as part of the permit so that we could make room for all of our brackets and the actual pipe installation. But all of the construction is going to be done on the bridge, and there's going to be no contact at all with the actual riverbed or the creek bed.
Okay, if I can say one more thing?
Certainly.
Okay, so once all of the work trimming the tree and the brush are done by October 15th, if the rest of the work's not done, it can be completed? Is that the case?
So the way we would phase the project is, yeah, we would try to do as much as we can on the bridge and on the creek bed. And then there are portions of the project, you know, where we make the connections to the main system where we don't need to be on the bridge or in the creek. So we will phase, you know, we'll try to do everything that we can within the deadline. And but we are, as long as, you know, the dry season continues, we most likely can get an extension for that permit. So, but you know, all of those are up in the air at the moment. But yes, we will try to phase it to do as much of the work as we can on the bridge, and then the rest of the work can be done outside the bridge when we make the connections. So that's how we're going to phase it.
Thank you.
I'd like some clarification also, if that's possible.
Certainly. Director Farmer?
Yes, thank you. And oddly enough, I'm the only member of the board that didn't drop off due to the power outage, which is, I don't know why that is, but I'll count my good fortune. I just want to follow up. I'll follow up on something that General Manager Weigold said, because my query was, since the letter from Hartzell was dated September 6th, why wasn't this acted upon sooner? And so I'm just curious, and I believe that General Manager Weigold said that we didn't realize until relatively recently that this request for additional monies went over what it is he was authorized to allow for. So I'm just wondering, why did it take so long? Why didn't either the general manager or members of Ray and his staff or whoever or realize that this was beyond the authority of the general manager? Why didn't we act on this sooner? Why wasn't it realized sooner, the problem that we just realized we were facing?
President Seidel, may I answer that?
May I answer? Yes.
And General Weigold, may I answer that too, please? So as far as the delay goes, I take full responsibility for not letting everyone know sooner. But whenever we receive any kind of change order request, in this case, you know, it happened, you know, September 6th, we don't just accept any change order request. We had to review it, made sure that everything was above board and within spec, and that the true changes that are made are truly outside of the specs and the design. And that's something that I had to vet also with the design engineers. We have both SSG, which is the structural, and MKN, which is the pipeline designer for this. We had to check to make sure that all of the quantities were correct. And there was a little bit of back and forth with the contractor with that. And so there was, you know, a few days process in there. Like I would say, like there was probably a week going as far as that happened. And once we finally decided, you know, this change order is warranted and it's within spec, and the justifications are defendable, we went ahead and said, okay, we want to do it. And I gave them the verbal, because we needed to get the pipe ordered. So the risk there is that if this doesn't get approved, you know, we would just keep the pipe and then delay it till next year. But my mistake was that I for some reason I had a different number in my mind as the limits of a change order would be, because within spec the district engineer can make those decisions for change order requests and approving change order requests, as long as it's reviewed and vetted. And when I told Pam and John about my change request, that's when they realized, oh, this is outside of our authority. So I take full responsibility for that. And like I said, as far as the delay of this project, you know, that line has been, I view this essentially as an emergency project. I mean, it's been broken since 2017. There's a pipe right on the pedestrian bridge. There were permitting issues that prior to me joining the district, there were attempts to try to get a project done, and then there were delays that were based on permitting issues. and also the time frame of all of this, because it needs to be, there's a small window where these projects can be done. And because of that, these delays happened. And the danger of it being delayed another year is what was pending. So all of that came into play, and that's why I, you know, that's why we're here before you today. We still want to continue to do the project where we still think we can get the pipe in time and get the project going and complete it before the rain season starts.
So, Ray, thank you so much for that detailed explanation and education for the board members of what the process is in trying to address something like a change order, in addition to the fact that, unfortunately, September 6th happened to have been Labor Day. And frankly, I don't imagine they were in their offices, and it's entirely possible that that didn't come in until something later than the 6th of September. So, Director Farmer, I hope that the rather detailed review that the staff was able to provide to you and feedback to you is sufficient, and it won't require any more apologies by staff.
I don't know if I was asked for an apology, but I appreciate Ray taking the time to explain it with as much detail as he did. So thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Are there any other questions by directors? All right. With that being the case, then, and not having any visuals, I think that we're in a position to be able to move to motion for this. And so I would like to suggest the following motion, please, to move this forward, to approve the requested contract amendment with Hartzell and authorize the general manager to execute the amendment, and to adopt Resolution 38-2021, amending the 2021-2022 budget for the amount of $5,245.
And I second
Hello.
That.
Hello, this is Tom, excuse me, this is Tom Gray. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I was muted, and I did have a question. So I was trying to get through. I'm sorry about interrupting things.
Okay, hang on for just a second, because we've had a first and a second on the amendment, and I want to recognize that before we move to the question that you had.
Okay.
So please proceed, Tom.
Yeah, my question was, and this is again to staff, I guess, just for clarification. You were and Ray was talking about delaying the project if we can't get this resolved today. What would be the consequences of delaying it till next year in terms of especially the contract? And I want to know if there is a risk that we would, you know, the contract would have to be revised and costs would be up in the air, because I want to find out what the risks are of delaying it until next year.
Ray, can you address Director Gray's question, please?
Okay. So, the cost aside, I think having that pipe that's exposed there on the pedestrian bridge, you know, to our water staff, that was only supposed to be a temporary situation. It's been like that since 2017. And so we definitely want to address that. It would be indefensible from my point of view if something were to happen to that pipe exposed like that. And I don't even want to go over the consequences of that. As far as the cost, I think you touched upon it. Most likely this would need to be rebid again if we were to do it next year. Mm-hmm. And we would have to apply for another permit. There's it was $3,000 is how much that cost us to file that permit. So there's going to be at least that too. And the other thing too is that right now we are in a dry season, and there's no telling like what the conditions would be next year. And if it turns out to be another wet season, like a really wet season, it would really, it could delay it even longer. That's why I strongly just recommended that we push forward and get the extensions that we need to get as long as the water is not flowing.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Great. Does that answer, address?
Okay. Yes, that answers my question. Yes, thank you.
Okay, excellent. And Director Gray, I'll ask if you had an opportunity to hear what the motion was.
I did not, I'm afraid. Could you just restate it?
I'll repeat it, certainly.
Yeah.
I move that we approve the requested contract amendment to Hartzell and to authorize the general manager to execute the amendment and to adopt Resolution 38-2021 amending the FY 2021-2022 budget for $5,245. And that
Thank
was
you.
Seconded by Director Dean.
Thank you.
Unless there's anything else, I'd like to move on for roll call on the motion, please. Osana?
Yes.
Or is Osana there? I should have asked.
I am here. I am here. Okay. Do you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can. Thank
you. I'm going to be really loud because, I'll be loud. So, President Steidel, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you, President Steidel. Aye. And Director Dean?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Dean. Aye. Director Gray?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Gray. Aye. And Director Farmer?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Aye. Four ayes and one absent. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, unfortunately, it appears that Director Howell hasn't been able to join us. So we have four directors who are voting on this motion, and it is passed with a vote of 4-0. So as this was the only regular business item that we were discussing this morning, that basically moves us to adjournment. Which we can take.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question before we vote, before we end the meeting. This is for District Council. Is a budget amendment require a 4/5 vote and we don't have 5 members?
It doesn't anyway. That's a holdover from your days at the county.
Okay, good. Shoot. I was worried. I'm like, wait a minute. Do we have to come back with this?
We'd have to go to Don's house and knock on his door or something.
We need you to log in. Okay, yeah. Good. So we're all good.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Duffield, for keeping us on our toes as well. All right. Again, I will move then to adjournment unless there's any other action that the board members want to verbalize.
I do want to verbalize one thing. Mercury is currently retrograde. I'm not going to say, therefore, that's one of the reasons that we had this occurrence today, but just be careful for the next 2.5 weeks where little things just kind of go haywire. Just let mm-hmm. or continue to go haywire. Okay.
We're duly warned.
Thank you for making us think of that and bringing the idea of it into the universe. Ask and you shall receive.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all then for being
thank
here
you.
For this special meeting this morning, and my thanks to staff members who contributed to the meeting. It was appreciated very much, and your work is
thank
appreciated.
You.
Thank you.
And thanks
to
Bob Lloyd for hanging in there with us.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Recording stopped.